major announcement yesterday that the Belleville Bulls will move over to the city of Hamilton. And here is the owner of the Hamilton Bulldogs selling the American Hockey League franchise to buy the OHL's Belleville Bulls. And Mr. Andlauer, thanks for joining us. Michael, there's two sides of this, of course. There's the story in Belleville, and that's not your cup of tea and that you're responsible for. But the move back to Hamilton, major junior versus the American Hockey League. Tell us what do you think the difference will be and the benefits here?
Well, from what I've seen, thanks for having me, guys. From what I've seen so far in the last less than 24 hours, has been extremely positive on social media and all the newspaper and TV. It's been really Hamiltonians have gotten all kinds of feedback from messages and emails, and it's all been positive. And exceeded my expectation, to be quite honest with you. It was an initiative that I undertook some time ago, and felt that, you know, the opportunity was now. Understanding that that the eventuality of having AHL in Hamilton was not forever, in light of you know, a potential move back to Montreal. So far so good. It's been really positive.
Michael, as you do look back, and obviously you would have some experience on why junior hockey did not work, going back to, say, the Hamilton Dukes, for instance, you know, what are some of the things maybe that you will try to accomplish or do differently to ensure that junior hockey will be viable, not only for the short term, but for the long term in Hamilton?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only the Dukes, it's the Steel Hawks, mm-hmm. it's the Finn Cups, it's the Red Wings, and you know, and the list goes on right down to the history of the 40s. But I got to remind you that that the AHL didn't succeed in Hamilton either prior to the the Bulldogs, Vancouver. You know, the Canucks were in town, and then Edmonton, which started the Bulldogs in 96, that lasted 6 years, and then they left town to become the Toronto Roadrunners, and that's kind of what I picked up. I think it's a matter of you know, it's a labor of love, there's no doubt, and it's not, you're doing it for multiple reasons. In my case, it was certainly to be close to the development of the Montreal Canadiens and the passion for watching these young men become professionals and celebrating every time they became a professional. And also the fact that I live 20 minutes from Cops Coliseum, First Ontario Centre now, raising my children there and being part of the community. But you know, through hard work and perseverance, we've created something that's quite sustainable. And knowing that the AHL wasn't gonna be around forever, I felt it was good. The OHL today is much different, as you know. Obviously, we've got a great national TV coverage. Rogers understands the brand, and when you look at the OHL, you can put names to the league. You know, McDavid is comes to mind, obviously. The brand is much different than it was, 25 years ago, and I feel a lot positive about that.
Michael Andlauer is with us, the owner of the Hamilton Bulldogs, who will start play in the OHL from the Belleville Bulls. How long did this take to consummate this purchase of the Belleville franchise?
The process went really quickly. Probably it started around All-Star break. I've kept in touch with David Branch over the years just to understand the landscape. There was always an interest in the OHL to be in Hamilton. I certainly wasn't in any position to look at it so long as Montreal didn't have, a contingency plan to have their players develop. So that was first and foremost. But the window of opportunity opened itself when the the Pacific Division got created in the American Hockey League, and there was some movement of franchises. There's a movement afoot to get in the NHL. Teams are based in the West to be in the West. Winnipeg had 1 year left in the St. John's with St. John's, and then and Glenn Stanford was our president at the Hamilton Bulldogs, and with a bunch of phone calls and just the timing and lunch with David Branch, discussions with partner Jeff Molson and Marc Bergevin, and they basically, and Mark Chipman, who was still had 1 year left, and everybody kind of cooperated and worked really well, and basically made it happen in probably less than 8 weeks. And there's a lot of moving parts. I mean, unfortunately, there's when you play musical chairs like that, there was one city that was left out, and that was Belleville. But I was more interested in protecting my house here in Hamilton.
I have a question about the building. Is there any plans for an OHL, AHL style smaller building in Hamilton? Do you guys have anything like that? I played in Cops Coliseum, and sometimes the big building like that, the atmosphere can be a little bit different. And I think teams have had a lot of success with smaller, more intimate venues.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That building was built for the NHL, some 30 years ago, and obviously its time has come. It's got great sight lines. It's a great building to watch a game, whether it be AHL, OHL, CIS or NHL. But from a ambiance standpoint, and even if you have 5,000 fans in a 17,000 seat stadium, even curtaining off the top, it doesn't have that intimacy and that energy that exudes in a 5,000 or 8,000 seat arena. The building's getting tired, there's no doubt, but we have 1 year left in our lease. We've done a bunch of leaseholds in there. Between LED ribbons, the new video scoreboard, and changing the seats and all, and concession. Global Spectrum does a great job, as they do in a lot of the venues. So it works from that perspective. Certainly the Belleville Bulls are going to be, the players coming in are going to be shocked to see, the dressing room and the workout facilities and the facilities for them. They're NHL level. That's the standards I try to keep here in the American Hockey League. So that's going to be great. But, I'm going to probably extend my lease for another 2 years, and hopefully now that the OHL is, there won't be any speculation about Bulldogs leaving. There'll be, I'm sure there'll be some good dialogue about what's next, and I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah, we all feel bad about what happened in Belleville, but good on you for looking after your own backyard, and there should be a great rivalry with the likes of the Mississauga Steelheads. Congratulations, and we look forward to the launch.
And the Niagara Ice Dogs and the Kitchener
Yes,
Rangers.
You're right.
Yeah, we're excited. We're really excited. Thank you very much for having me.